KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. In high school sports around the area last night, Atlantic hosting its Trojan Track Invitational last evening. Bit of rain throughout the evening and cool temperatures, but got the entire meet completed last night. In girls action, it was Harlan winning the team title. They had 120 team points. Creston was 77, the runner-up. Glenwood third with 69. Shenandoah 66 for fourth. Abe Lincoln had 63 points for fifth place. Clarinda 6th, Denison was 7th, Atlantic was 8th, followed by Thomas Jefferson, Lewis Central, St. Albert, and Kemper Catholic. Individual champions last night of the meet include Jade Ramoses of Clarinda in the 100, Michaela Evers of Creston in, or of Harlan in the 200, Asia Claver of Harlan in the 400, Ellie Mendlick of Denison won the 800 and the 1500-meter events, Tiffany Williams of Atlantic the winner in the 3,000 meters, Allison Bruck of Harlan took the 100 hurdles title, Sydney Nielsen of Shenandoah wins the 400 hurdles. In the relays, it was Glenwood taking the 4x1 and 4x2. Creston wins the 4x400 and the 4x800. Harlan took the sprint medley title. Abraham Lincoln wins the distance medley. Shuttle hurdle relay went to Harlan. Also in the field events, Natalie Mostick of Creston wins the high jump. Michaela Evers of Harlan the long jump. J.C. Embry of Glenwood the shot. And Linnea Confirst of Glenwood wins the discus title. On the boys' side, it was Harlan winning with 102 points. Atlantic and Glenwood tied for second place, each with 91 points. Lewis Central was fourth with 76. Shenandoah with 55, placing fifth. Abraham Lincoln, Clarinda, St. Albert, Kemper Catholic, and Red Oak, the rest of the field. Individual champs on the boys' side include Brantley Owens of Lewis Central winning the 100 meters. Caleb Rasmussen of Harlan takes the 200. Sal Fadone of Lewis Central the 400. Andrew Mum of Harlan the champ in the 800 meters. Logan Lorette of Red Oak wins the 1600. Nate Hoyt of Shenandoah the champ in the 3200. Dane Cruz of Glenwood wins the 110 hurdles, while Brendan Holmes of Atlantic wins the 400-meter hurdles. In the relay events, it was Glenwood winning the 4x100, the 4x200, and the distance, or in the shuttle hurdle relay. Harlan wins the 4x400, the 4x800, and the distance medley relay. In the field events, Alec Hayes of Atlantic wins the high jump, Robbie Bodine of Atlantic the champ in the long jump, while Jackson Scott Brown of St. Albert wins both the shot and discus titles in last night's meet. Also last night, the Rolling Valley Conference Track and Field Championships. They started them, did finish them. They were suspended last night up at McAllister Field in Dunlap because of the cold and rainy conditions. The meet was completed through the 400-meter dash for the boys and the girls last night. They will resume that Rolling Valley Conference Track and Field Championship meet later this afternoon. That'll start at 4 o'clock back in Dunlap. They'll begin with the girls' 4x200-meter relay as they resume that meet. Also last night in high school sports, a sampling of action around the area. In girls golf, it was Trainer beating Tri-Center 195-230. Allie Anderson of Trainer had the low round of 38. Creston defeated Red Oak with a 194 total. Red Oak didn't have a full team score. Lewis Central beat Denison 219-223 last night. In boys golf, it was Trainer over Tri-Center 162-210 as Nathan Hill shot a 37 for Trainer. He was medalist. Creston beat Red Oak 151-188. Kemper Catholic over Boone 159-166. In girls soccer last night, Underwood over Missouri Valley 5-1. St. Albert 1-0 over Harlan. Sioux City North beat Denison 6-1. In boys soccer, AHSTW a 3-0 winner over Missouri Valley, while Kemper Catholic defeated Denison by a 3-1 final score. Well, Tony Cruz hit a tie-breaking two-run double to cap a four-run seventh inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals rallied to beat the Chicago Cubs 10-9 last night for their seventh straight win. Mark Reynolds started the comeback for the National League Central leaders, who trailed 5-0 in the first, with his fourth career grand slam in the bottom of the inning. The Cardinals improved to 19-6. That's the best start since 1900 for the Cards. Miguel Sokolovic allowed a hit in a scoreless seventh, and Seth Maness gave up a homer to rookie Addison Russell with two outs in the ninth before picking up his second save. Miguel Montero had a couple of hits and three RBIs, and pitcher Travis Wood had an RBI in the first for the Cubs. Anthony Rizzo homered, and Chris Bryant had an infield hit and four walks for Chicago. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington beat Miami 6-4, Philadelphia over Atlanta 5-2, Milwaukee beat the LA Dodgers 4-3, San Francisco shut out San Diego 2-0, Arizona at Colorado was rained out. In the American League, Toronto beat the New York Yankees 3-1, Tampa Bay over Boston 5-1, Minnesota outscored Oakland 8-7, Texas over Houston 2-1, and Seattle a 3-2 winner over the LA Angels. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Omaha beat Round Rock 8-3. It was Iowa 2-1 over Nashville. Los Angeles Clippers were able to win a playoff game without the services of Chris Paul. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Cavaliers didn't look very good without two of their starters. Blake Griffin recorded his second straight triple-double, and the Clippers took Game 1 of their Western Conference semifinal series, downing the Rockets 117-101 in Houston in NBA playoff action. Griffin finished with team highs of 26 points, 14 rebounds, and 13 assists as the Clippers earned their third consecutive victory. Paul missed the game after straining his left hamstring during LA's Game 7 win against San Antonio. Coach Doc Rivers says he expects Paul to play in Game 2 against the Rockets in Houston on Wednesday. In Cleveland, the Bulls took advantage of the absences of Kevin Love and J.R. Smith in a 99-92 triumph over the Cavaliers in the opener of the Eastern Conference semifinal series as Derrick Rose finished with a team-high 25 points and Pau Gasol added 21 points and 10 rebounds to help the Bulls snag home court advantage from the Cavaliers. Kyrie Irving scored 30 points and LeBron James added 19 points and 15 rebounds in the Cavaliers contest last night. Game 2 is Wednesday in Cleveland. The Golden State Warriors have their first NBA Most Valuable Player since the franchise was located in Philadelphia. Point guard Stephen Curry has won the Maurice Podoloff Trophy by a sizable margin as he received 100 of the 130 first-place votes. He's the franchise's first MVP since Wilt Chamberlain in 1960. One goal was enough for the Washington Capitals in Game 3 of their second-round series with the New York Rangers. Braden Holtby turned back 30 shots, and Jay Beagle provided the lone tally in the Caps' 1-0 verdict over the Blue Shirts last night. Game 4 will be Wednesday in Washington. And three wrestlers from the University of Iowa are facing burglary charges following a series of break-ins earlier this year. The Linn County Attorney's Office says wrestlers Ross Lembeck, Seth Gross, and Logan Ryan each face two counts of felony third-degree burglary. The trio all face seven counts of misdemeanor third-degree burglary, two counts of conspiracy to commit a felony, and one count of conspiracy to commit an aggravated misdemeanor. Marion Police spokesman Scott Elam says several vehicles were broken into on March 18th in the community 35 miles north of Iowa City. Elam says one of the vehicle's owners noticed the athletes who took off running before being arrested. Lembeck, Gross, and Ryan were redshirt freshmen last season. Coach Tom Brand suspended all three wrestlers, and he declined comments. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.